Welcome back to Talk for Tuesday. This week's theme is safety with Mr. Greenbank.
So, there's obviously different types of safety, like online safety, and like safety in yourself and whatever. So, let's say we start off with online safety. How do you think that we can be safe online?
Well, a lot of the time, people are safe online, but could always be safer. Because the more people are spending time online, the more people are able to try and find ways to get them. So, for example, there'll be sort of emails that people read, and because people are more likely to believe it, maybe they see the offer of money and things. So they click on the link. So what we have to do is always keep up to date with how to stay even safer than what we already are. That's what I think.
So how can you show personal safety online?
Well, obviously, the first thing is not giving out too much information about yourself, anything that's going to put you at risk. Unfortunately, there are lots of people around who do target vulnerable people, like young people, or people who are free with their information and want to take advantage of people in lots of different ways. So the big thing is, obviously, keep your passwords to yourself, keep your profiles as limited as possible. Don't make friends with people you don't know. Don't, you know, make insightful or, you know, don't make comments that are going to incite problems or responses, and obviously be as safe as you can with what you post so you don't expose yourself to any dangers that way.
Obviously social media can be a big effect on your mental health as well, because there's been people who get bullies online and there's been people who get sent mean comments, and obviously it ends to people like
suicide,
yeah,
severe cases,
yeah, and hurting themselves and whatever. So how do you think that, like, so with that person could go to for advice?
Well, I was doing some reading on this. I've brought it with me today. I've got highlighted here, and it does say that 20% of young people between 8 and 15 have been bullied in some way online. But I think it's higher than that. It depends what you class as bullying. Obviously, that's why we teach what is bullying, what is banter. So that people can identify it and then deal with it in the right way. Obviously, the big message for cyberbullying is stop, block, tell. So you stop the comments, report it. You know, block the user, whoever it is, and then report someone. So you can go, it depends on the nature of it. Obviously, you can go to Think You Know. You can go to Childline. You can go to CEOP if it's online. And if it's a photo that's been shared, you can go to Report Remove, which is another website that we recommend people use in that extreme case.
See, like, I know we get taught a lot about, like, anti-bullying and cyberbullying and all that stuff, but, like, there's only, like, some that's, like, really stuck me. Like, I remember once we were in, like, an assembly in, like, I think it was year 8 or 9, and we watched a video about a boy called, like, Salim, and he was getting bullied because of his skin colour online and in person. And it ends with him about to jump off a building, and then there was a girl in the crowd, like a guest come to our school, jumped up and finished the rest of the story for us. And that's one thing that's stuck in my head since all those years ago. And that's one of the most.
We remember that because Alicia was telling us that her mate started crying her ass off at the video.
Well, if one thing that you remember, obviously that will, you know, you'll remember that if you ever see anything that you need to report, or you see something that doesn't feel right, or you see someone who's struggling. You know, you remember that, you remember the message of that, and you act on it. That's great. That's great to know.
What do we think the word safety means? Like, if we were going to define the word safety, what would you say?
Staying safe online.
Okay, so.
And outside of technology.
Do you want, like, a dictionary definition?
No, I'm just asking what you think safety means.
Well, safety is staying safe. Is safety, because
what is safe, though?
Protect yourself.
Yeah, protection.
Protect yourself.
Out of harm's way. Out of harm's way. Out of danger, yeah.
Yeah.
Taking precautions.
Maybe feeling comfortable in the situation you're in.
Mm-hmm. Safety can mean many things for different people,
though.
Yeah. So let's say we move off on man safety. Like, obviously, safety around just random things every day. So, like, you know, everyone says change danger and road safety and whatever. So how can we be safe without the technology in front of us?
Well, I know as young teenagers, we get a lot of lessons about consent in extended form and stuff. And I just want to say that's a really valuable lesson. And like,
everyone's going to remember unconscious people don't want tea. That is the one video that teaches everybody the same message. And I think it's probably one of the best videos I've ever watched.
You've never watched it? You've
not? No.
Have you ever watched it yet?
These are doing it next half term, so don't spoil it for them. Right, if you haven't seen it, we can put it on next week for you. Okay.
Yeah, you just got to watch it because it teaches one of the most important lessons in the world.
Yeah, I mean, that's safety, you know, for teenagers, you're right, but it starts from an early age, and, you know, it's just about, like you say, limiting danger, so not touching things that are going to hurt you, knowing what's safe to do, how to act. Like you said, road safety even is something now. As a parent, that's something I'm really conscious of, walking out with my kids, because one day they'll be walking home from school or getting off a bus, whatever. So I think it's just understanding the risks that are part of everyday life and knowing not to, you know, do anything that could harm you. Like you said, that staying out of harm's way. So personal safety does start at a very young age and then just goes up in sort of levels of seriousness, really.
Well, you're going to go to New York soon, okay? And you've got to learn to be safe around the adults that you're with, okay? But also, that's giving you an element of independence. You're not with your parents, are you? Okay, you're not with your family. But this is it. It's independence. Exactly. It's learning.
She's been there, and she said it was, like, very busy.
Yeah.
And there's, like, very lot of people.
Yeah, so at night in crowds, so you've got to keep safe as well then, haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah. And then after half term, we're also going to do some work on work experience and about health and safety, because when you become adults, the reason why we teach you all to be safe in school, online, everything, when you're adults, you're responsible for other people. So health and safety is your responsibility. So you have to be careful around electric, how you lift things, where you leave things out in work, because it is ultimately your responsibility to look after others.
Speaking about where, you need to keep as well as others, but you need to keep yourself safe in a workplace as well. So, obviously, be careful what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not told to do something, don't go and do it anyway, because if you get hurt, then it's all going to fall back on you, isn't it? When you're doing something.
It can be expensive, both in terms of cost and to your health, you know. So you have to really look out for yourself and follow the rules that you expect.
You've got to be safe, in everyday life. So, you might not think it, but you have to keep yourself safe every day. You might not even think that you're keeping yourself safe, but you actually are. Because let's say something happens, and you keep yourself safe, you wouldn't even know it until probably after it happens.
So you suppose, when we were talking before about road safety and stuff, so is that links to, stranger danger as well? Because just think about it like this. Would you go up to in the street and talk to a stranger, just like you'd add one online? If you wouldn't go talk to a stranger up in the street, then why would you add them online? Makes no difference. You're still talking to someone you don't know and potentially risking any information you're being spilled. So, thank you for listening today, and we'll see you next week.
No, we won't.
Not next week, it's half term next week. We'll see you the week after that. Bye.
Bye.